Ah, oh, yes, teacher, when it comes to La Trobe University, if you want to be in the media, if you want to be part of this game, if you want to be in entertainment, get down to La Trobe University. Go to the website because they are the best university in the world. And Dave Loudon, of course, represents La Trobe University. But more importantly, he's got so much experience in radio and television and newspapers, and that's why he always looks at sport in the media. G'day, Dave.
G'day, KB. I don't have much experience in newspapers, actually, but I did a little bit of radio and TV for a while. The topic I want to talk about this week is how sport journalists and other journalists in other rounds, but sport journalists have to keep sweet with the people that they're talking about. Because there is this shared relationship going on that you're not going to get any more stories if you totally burn people. And we've seen, you know, reporters, they're almost like shooting stars. They break all these stories, but they burn all these people and they're off again. And, you know, we never see them again. I don't want to mention names, but over the course of the 20 years I've been in it or so, you see these people and they've big flash.
So you've got to look after your contacts.
You've got to look after your contacts, but you've got to do your job. And I'm just wondering, I've publicly defended, I got into a bit of a scrap with an academic in New South Wales about who criticised sports journalists in Australia for sort of being cheerleaders and going soft. And at the time it was about the Australian Crime Commission report and, you know, that sport journalists didn't break the story about the blackest day in sport and Essendon and all that kind of thing. I won't go into the scrap again, but I actually I had a bad feeling during the week. I thought, gee, I wonder if he's starting to be proven correct. And I'll tell you why. Case study number one, the mental health slur. So we have one of the most honourable players in the game, a man that everyone, you know, thinks is a great captain. I'm talking about Joel Selwood, yeah. And he comes on the television and says, and I'm not going to mention names again because that's not what it's about, but he says that one of his teammates, there was a mental health slur made against him by another footballer.
We all know,
but I just don't think it serves any purpose to keep going over the names again. And so that's said, and then Alistair Clarkson came out and said this.
Simple allegation, there'd been no investigation by either the league or Geelong, so better off leaving it better, I
think. So, and I understand what Alistair's doing. I'm not actually having a direct crack at him because he needs to do what's best for his club, and it's best for his club that it's put to bed quickly. So it's not a crack at him. It's a crack against the sport journalist to say, well, hang on a second, this really highly regarded person came on and made a very... not a very serious allegation, but something that's a bit unsavoury, and we've just kind of let that go. Alistair said, no, well, there's nothing to see here, move on, and we've all moved on.
And the player himself, Geelong, Mitch Clark it was.
Mitch Clark.
Tweeted another
said,
player, which
yes.
was Brian Lake,
yeah.
and that was denied by Brian Lake.
He tweeted and said, no, I never named Brian Lake. But the thing about a bloke who might be suffering... You know, and I don't know where he's suffering now, but we know that he's had mental health issues in the past. It doesn't serve any purpose for him for this to run. So he's not going to get on there and make this story run. And sport journalists have to be always concerned with the harm that a story might do. But we moved on too quickly, in my view.
So are you suggesting that the AFL themselves should have actually investigated, had a chat to people down at Geelong or had a chat to people at Hawthorn?
Look, I don't know whether they did it behind the scenes or not. I'm actually saying that the journalist should have turned over
a few more
rocks.
No, I don't think the AFL did because I'm pretty...
Well, I don't know what private conversations have, though.
Well, I'm pretty certain it was stated, it might have been on Twitter by Patrick Keane, that, you know, there'd been no official...
Well, there's no official investigation.
Investigation.
But you would think that somebody might ring somebody and say, listen, mate.
There had been no complaint. There had been no complaint.
Exactly. And so Mitch is not going to... Why? If he makes a complaint, he knows
the
story runs.
The AFL's not going to act if there was a complaint. But are you saying the AFL, on what they heard from Joel Selwood and the allegations made by Mitch Clark, and then there was the denial from Hawthorn and Brian Lake, that they should have actually still... investigated themselves or been more public about it?
I'm saying that the journalists should have at least asked those questions and not moved on so quickly.
Okay.
I mean, don't the journalists go to the AFL and say, why haven't you investigated this? Or Hawthorn, why don't you investigate internally yourself?
AFL can investigate anything it likes,
you know that. Of course
they can make up any rule they like.
Absolutely. Case study number two is Guy McKenna and Rodney Eade. Now, John Ralph, just swallowed hook, line and sinker Andrew Hamilton's article in the Courier Mail.
That's exactly the problem with Gold Coast. They can all play.
He's got an attitude.
Oh, they've all got talent. Let's just throw them in. Don't worry about running either way. Don't worry about having a recognisable game plan. Don't worry about actually tackling anyone. If you can swan around and say, kick it to me, and I'll kick a couple of goals, and look, I might even get in the votes. Mm. Hey, we might lose all these games when Gary's not there. Yeah. That's exactly the problem with Gold Coast, and that's why I like what Rodney Eade is doing. Tough love. Strip it back to the core. What are the fundamentals of this game?
Does Gary want tough love at the moment?
I don't believe he does.
Now, it's not about Gary Ablett, but last year, I mean, have people forgotten? Last year, Rodney Eade was the saviour, and he may still prove to be. He's a great coach. But Guy McKenna was given the sack for being too tough on some of the players, and Andrew Hamilton in the Courier-Mail, and I can't remember his mate, Greg Davis or whatever, wrote article after article about players who were grumpy with McKenna because he was being too tough on them. And, and then I thought, well, as soon as Rocket E was appointed, I thought, well, here we go, because if ever a coach is going to call somebody out, it's going to be Rodney. And that's what's happened. And so I'm not saying that what he's doing is wrong, but the messaging that's coming out of Rocket's mouth is almost exactly the same. I mean, I wish people would go back and have a look at the articles. It's almost the same as what Blue was saying. And it's interesting that the AFL website said, did the Gold Coast make a Bluey? So it's not about whether or not Rocket's there now and he's got the job. But journalists, it's almost like they forgot what they wrote 6 months ago. Mm. You've really got to question the club and say, well, hang on a second. Didn't you say, 6 months ago it was this and now it's that?
Okay. Now, what about Fox Footy? Now, someone said recently, there was might have been a Scotty Gullen's column that stay tuned for a show on Fox Footy, going back in time, an iconic show being revived by Fox Footy. What's the latest there?
Well, that's true. And so I got a tip during the week that they're actually doing a pilot for a new show. Ooh. And when I got the tip, Scotty hadn't written his column. I thought, oh, what's this new show? So I did a bit of ringing around. And it's a brand new show, and they're piloting it to see if it might work or not. We don't know the title
yet. KBTV?
Well, it might be. It could be that too, but it's... The title, if I had to pick a working title, let's call it The Winners.
Well, it wouldn't be called The Winners, because The Winners many years ago were on ABC, so that's a show many years ago. And then, in fact, when I was at Fox Footy calling football with Matty Campbell, I reckon after each game, Matty used to sit down, and even down at the studio, and he did a show called The Winners. I'm pretty certain it was called The Winners.
It was called The Winners. And so
Matty Campbell's coming back with The Winners.
Well, I don't know who's hosting it, but Dwayne Russell hosted it, the second version. But of course, Drew Morph had hosted it for years.
Is Drew coming back?
Well, who knows? But this is the odd thing, is that there's a pilot for a show that's been running year after year. Just go to the library, boys, and get the tape out, because that's what it'll look like.
So you don't need a pilot.
I don't think you need a pilot for The
Pilot's
Winners.
When you start, you've got an idea for a brand new show. And
exactly.
Coming at it from different areas or doing something a little bit different.
How will this work?
We've never seen before.
And it's
different
to sell
people.
To the network. You make a pilot to say to the network, look, we've got an idea for a show. Here's what you show it to your sales guys and say, look, go out to the marketplace and see what the reaction is. Anyway.
I might come up with an idea and I might pitch it to Channel 9 called IMT in Melbourne tonight. How do you reckon that might go? That's
it might go
idea.
Very well. A very
I like
quick
that.
Thing. Very
Has
quick...
anyone ever thought of that? IMT yes. in Melbourne
A guy
tonight.
Called Graham Kennedy did all right
did
at it. Even Frankie J. Holden, I think, tried to bring back IMT. Can I quickly mention the Carlton messaging? I think they're going through a difficult time. Part of the club thinks they're rebuilding, part doesn't. They really need to sort that out.
Okay, and did you see that Mark Stevens got a thing on
Channel 7? What about this?
Called Steve-O's Sting, which is a complete plagiarism of the buzz.
John Ralph ought to be going to the intellectual property lawyers as we speak.
Can anyone at Channel 7 come up with any ideas of their own? What about Media Performer of the Week?
Media Performer of the Week, I thought about the week-to-week ones, and I thought, hang on. A week ago today, we lost one of the great Australians, so the Media Performer of the Week is the great Richie Beddoe.
First ball in Test cricket in England for Shane Warne. And he's done it. He started off with the most beautiful delivery. Gatting has absolutely no idea what has happened to it.
And still doesn't know what happened.
That is the classic line to come after that was, as Gatting's walking off, still doesn't know, because Gatting's looking back behind his stumps, just bewildered. I was very sad when, as we all were, because he's not only a great commentator, but a great Australian.
Dave, always great to catch up, and we'll speak next week.
Thanks,
Sport
KB.
In the media. Coming up next, as always, every Friday, leading into the round of footy, Friday Footy Focus, and Cam Mooney's about to join us.